Welcome to the Fansmanship.com podcast, coming to you from San Luis Obispo, California.
What's up, everybody? It's Owen. Welcome to podcast episode 82 of the Fansmanship.com podcast. It is Sunday. It is December 22nd, and I'm really excited about today's podcast. I sat down, actually, I talked on the phone with Cal Poly career goals leader, Mackenzie Pridham from the men's soccer team. Mackenzie is preparing, getting himself ready for the 2014 MLS Major League Soccer Super Draft. That will take place on January 16th. In the meantime, there is a combine down in Florida between now and then, a few days before the draft, actually, down in Fort Lauderdale, I believe. And Mackenzie is one of 50 seniors who was asked to go there. I saw a mock draft today that had him ranked as high as 12th, going to the New England Revolution. Of course, Mackenzie was born in Toronto, but has lived in Northern California throughout like high school. And so there are even a few teams that are from both of those places where he has ties. But I think he'll be happy with wherever he can get in and play. So I'm really excited about this podcast with Mackenzie. It'll start in a second. In the meantime, I want to remind you guys to like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter at Fansmanship. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/Fansmanship. And share stuff with friends, too. We have pictures and other things up recently from recent stuff that's going on around here in San Luis Obispo. Without further ado, I will hand it off to Mackenzie Pridham, Cal Poly's all-time leading scorer, two-time Big West Conference Offensive Player of the Year, and MLS hopeful. Are you up in Santa Cruz or Northern California?
Yeah, I'm up in Northern California area.
Okay. That's where you like went to high school and stuff, right?
Yeah, I went to high school at Bellarmine. It's in San Jose.
Okay. Are you from San Jose, or like, is that where you live too, or did you like drive over the hill? I don't know. I thought I saw something about Santa Cruz. Was that like a soccer club you played on?
Yeah, I moved quite around a bit in the Bay Area.
Okay.
And I lived in Saratoga for a while, and then kind of moved over to Santa Cruz later in high school, and now kind of bounced back and forth.
So, Mackenzie Pridham, Cal Poly graduate now. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so did you walk just in this last winter time here?
Yep, I walked, I think last Saturday it was.
Nice. Well, congratulations on that. Did you redshirt your freshman year, or did you walk in like 3.5 years?
I had a medical redshirt my sophomore year.
Okay. And you hurt like your leg, or what was the injury?
Yeah, it was my ankle. So it was a tough setback, but I think it made me stronger in the long run, which is good.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about your time at Cal Poly. You guys, during your tenure there, did things like set the single season goal record this year. You were a two-time Big West Offensive Player of the Year last year and this year. And during your tenure there, really the Cal Poly soccer program, I think, really turned kind of a corner towards having a little bit more of a defined goal in terms of a style of play and so forth. How long have you known Coach Holliher, and can you talk about like just the progression of the program there during your time?
Yeah, I committed to Cal Poly my first semester in my junior year.
Okay.
And it was something I was very excited about. And I came in and I played my freshman year. But I think my freshman, sophomore year-ish kind of and into a bit of my junior, we were still kind of didn't have a defined identity of, you know, how we wanted to play, what our style of play was, a real, like, good connection between everyone knowing, you know, what we wanted to accomplish and being on the same page.
Sure.
And I think that struggled in some of our results. And you know, I mean, it showed in some of our results and, you know, how we weren't able to close out games. And then the last two seasons, we kind of had a major turnaround. And Coach Paul really defined how we wanted to play, what we wanted to do, a style of play. And, you know, that worked for me because I really found a way to utilize my skill set and really bring out the best in my qualities, which I think we were having trouble doing in the past years. And I was having trouble figuring it out. So all in all, it was a good turnaround for the program. And I think, you know, we got a really positive environment now. And it's really kind of started to build, I think, a good legacy for the future.
Yeah, yeah. How much do you guys focus? I mean, I think, you know, when you're playing soccer, you can do things well for 86, 88 minutes and then have something happen, for instance, like the UC Davis game at Davis this year, when you guys had the lead and then gave up the two late goals. How mature do you have to be? I mean, it's hard to be as a 23-year-old. But what's the maturity level have to be able to say, you know, and analyze kind of what you did right, what you did wrong, and not get totally down after games like that? And I feel like that maybe kind of has to do with soccer as a whole, that you could have a really, you know, solid performance and then not get the result that you want, you know, the process versus the result, I guess, in soccer. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough. You know, you can be dominating a game in possession and shots, and the next thing you know, you're down 1-0. But, you know, this year, I think with a couple of our lapses where that happened to us, it just came down to, you know, being 100% engaged and concentrated for a full 90 minutes, which, right, you know, I don't think we were able to do always. You know, we would have good possession, we'd be winning, and, you know, maybe comes into play with the maturity of some of the younger guys, maybe, you know, not fully understanding and not grasping what it takes to close out a 90-minute game.
Right. What, on that note, you know, I've been kind of reading a little bit more kind of national soccer analytics. There's a few really good websites and writers and people who talk about, you know, the FC Barcelona style of play, the one that you guys at Cal Poly had tried to implement. And they've commented on, you know, how difficult it is to be consistent in terms of implementing it at a are you there still?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here, so.
they've talked about how difficult it is to implement at a professional level, let alone a college, you know, atmosphere where you're talking about, you know, four years only to be able to teach somebody how to play a certain style. Do you think long term a style like that can be sustainable at a college level?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's difficult. It's a lot more difficult to achieve at a college level, because of the substitution rule. You know, at the professional level, you only get like three subs a game,
give
or take.
Right.
And, you know, in college, if you have a deep lineup, you can almost sub as much as you want, you know. You can go in, sub out, put fresh legs in the first half, then you can go in and come back out in the second half. So, you know, that's one of the things I think holding back, you know, developing quality football for the professional level, where, you know, our style of play would really flourish in that more professional level and rules, because we would be able to break teams down over a 90-minute period.
Tire them out and so forth?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So where you can't be, you know, just throwing fresh legs in once guys get tired, which makes it a lot more difficult to achieve what we're trying to do at the college level. And, you know, the games that we are able to achieve that and, you know, really dominate teams in possession, I think it really shows the quality of play and style of football that we were accomplishing.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't always get maybe the result,
right,
but all in all, it's like another breed of football. So
right.
I'm glad to be a part of that, and And I think that's something that'll help develop me better for the next level, whether it's in the MLS or over in Europe. But, you know, I'm hoping that'll be something that develops for the future.
Is that now is that something you think guys think about as they're thinking about kind of going to college and where they're going? Is the consideration, hey, you know, maybe yes, it's about winning at the college level, but it's also about possibly, you know, getting yourself right to springboard to the next level if that's the kind of player you are?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I think most guys trying to go D1 are looking play at the professional level, but I think once you get to the D1 level, it's a pretty deciding factor of, you know, your commitment level and, you know, if you really want it.
Got it.
And I think, you know, any style of play and program can get you there. It has a lot to do with you and how hard you work and dedicate yourself, but then furthermore, you know, how your team develops you. So in that manner, I think what we're doing is going to start to create a lot higher quality and more intelligent soccer players.
Got it. Here with Mackenzie Pridham. He is the two-time Big West Conference Offensive Player of the Year, also a senior class award finalist this year at Cal Poly. Mackenzie, I want to get into kind of your future here, a professional career kind of on the horizon. And you mentioned both the MLS and or Europe. The MLS draft, I know, is coming up, and I've seen you on a few of the draft boards, anywhere between, you know, 10 and 15 as far as like projections that people have who probably know more than I do about that kind of stuff. Is that something that you make a decision about before the draft happens, or is that something that you go into the draft and figure out whether you want to play overseas or in the MLS, or what's the process and thinking there?
You know, for me right now, my number one focus is going to the MLS. Just because in the short term, that's what the opportunity is, and that's where I have, you know, the closest chance. And, you know, the mock drafts, they're exciting to see, and I'm very honored to be, you know, I guess, in some of those top ones. But that being said, you know, anything can happen at the MLS Combine, and then with the draft, depending on who you take two, you never know where or when you could go.
Sure.
And for me, it just comes down to really focusing on how I perform at the MLS Combine. And it'll, you know,
Mackenzie, take me through kind of your timeline here. With the MLS Super Draft happening in the wintertime, it's in January, I believe. Is it in February?
It's January 8th, so it's coming up pretty quick.
And so has the combine already happened? Is it happening pretty soon? What does that process look like? And how much of a difference does it actually make in terms of being able to get picked where you want to get picked?
So right now I fly out to Florida, Fort Lauderdale, January 8th, and I'll be there for the combine until January 14th, where all the coaches and scouts will be assessing the players that have been invited. And after that, the MLS draft is the 16th. So it all happens pretty quick back to back.
Do you just stay out there then for the draft as well?
You know, at this point, I'm not sure. The draft is happening in Philadelphia, so right now I'll be flying out to Fort Lauderdale. I'll be out there for a week, and I'll be just training as much as I can at the highest level, just to hopefully prepare for that.
Yeah.
You know, building up my confidence and security back from, you know, a little injury setback I had at the end of the Santa Barbara game. But things are doing well, and I just need to get fit and continue to work hard.
So where is your fitness level, and is that something that you feel like will be tested at the combine?
No, I don't think it'll be tested. It'll be tested in a way that I believe what we're doing is we're playing, you're split up into teams, uh-huh. and you're going to be playing three games. And in that way, it'll be tested, because if you're not fit, it'll show.
Right.
But if I'm fit, then, I'll be able to do my thing in the games. So right now I'm just working on getting my, base level fitness back and my skills and just confidence. So, preparing for that. And I've been doing good. Played in a alumni game back home with some other quality D1 players and future D1 players, and felt good. So
good.
Definitely on my way to getting back to normal.
Good deal. Talking again with Mackenzie Pridham, Cal Poly striker, just graduated, and getting ready for not the draft, Mackenzie. It's the NFL, or it's the MLS Super Draft. It's not just the draft.
Yeah.
It's the Super Draft. What makes the Super Draft super? Is it the fact that like the combine happens right before it, and it's just like, because I think it's a great like marketing scheme to call it the Super Draft.
Yes, to be honest, I'm not exactly fully knowledgeable of what that exactly means.
I don't know that it means anything. I don't know. I would assume it's just kind of what they call it, but I think it's pretty rad that they do call it that.
I think last year they had this draft, which was two rounds.
Okay.
I think those guys get an automatic contract, and then they had a supplemental, which I think you kind of go on trial.
Okay.
But I guess this year they're just doing four rounds of the Super Draft, and they're taking 76 guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure how it works, whether you're offered a contract right away or if you go on trial. But,
uh-huh.
My goal is just to perform as best as I can at the combine. And my goal is to hopefully go in the first or second round.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to do my thing at the combine. And hopefully that's enough to impress everyone to go early.
Now, of course, you're from Toronto originally, right? And moved to the Bay Area later on at some point. And so there are teams both in Toronto and in the Bay Area, and I've seen tweets with by people who know soccer that are in different places who talk about you maybe going to Toronto or something like that, and how cool that would be, and so on and so forth. Obviously you're just trying to get picked up and get on a team somewhere at this point, but what would it mean if it was the Toronto team or the San Jose Earthquakes, who do have some relationship to Cal Poly? They come and play here. They've come the last couple of years to play an exhibition game. What would getting on a team like that mean to you?
I mean, it would be awesome, just because I have relatives in Toronto, and also my immediate family is here in San Jose, in that vicinity close to there. So it would mean a lot in that manner, because I'd be close to them. But that being said, I'm not too picky. And I could be going anywhere and to any team, and that's my number one goal, My number one goal is just to, perform well and hopefully get picked up by one of these MLS programs. So
how much did you went and trained with, I think, with Toronto, right, last offseason?
Yes, I was there training with them this summer.
So what did that do for you as far as understanding the speed of the game in MLS, and what do you think that did for you in terms of getting other teams to kind of know who you are, and how much does training with the MLS team help you? You think in the Super Draft coming up?
I think the main thing I got out of it is what I feel I need to do personally at the next level, and what are the things I can improve on, where I am succeeding, and what I need to do. And it was a great learning experience. It helped me know that I feel I can play with these guys, and I can live up to the physicality and speed of play and still do my thing as a goal scorer. I wasn't able to play in a full 11v11 match or scrimmage with them, but I got to train with them a decent amount, And it was a very positive learning experience.
Excellent. So on that note, talk about the Big West Conference. I mean, there are some really good teams in the conference, some really skilled players who are also slated by projections to go high in the MLS Super Draft coming up here in January. What does it mean kind of for the conference, or what is the overall thought about the conference that other people have when they hear that you play in the Big West? I mean, it's not the Pac-12, it's not the ACC, but it is a pretty good conference nationally, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I might be wrong about this, but I think most people think all the strong players and conferences are on the East Coast. And, you know, that is true that they have strong conferences and strong players, but I also believe, you know, our conference is the same. You know, I mean, this year we had three teams go to the NCAA tournament, and you know, I think a couple of our guys from our conference are going to the MLS Combine. So right there, it just proves, you know, we do have a strong conference, and you know, we are producing good players to go into the MLS. So you know, I'm happy to be a part of that, and you know, hopefully, I'll be able to represent the West Coast and you know, the Big West Conference. And more importantly, Cal Poly going into the future.
Excellent. Mackenzie Pridham, MLS Super Draft coming up in January, and we definitely wish you the best of luck. We'll definitely have to keep in touch, depending on where you go, and be able to chat with you at some point during the MLS season coming up. Mackenzie, thanks again. And you're out running errands for holiday parties and trying to get all that done before the draft, too, I know. We really appreciate you taking the time here, and best of luck in the draft.
Yeah, thanks so much, Owen, and I appreciate all the help and support from you guys. And feel free to contact me at any time.
All right. Thanks, Mac. Hey, good luck, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Fansmanship Podcast. For more podcasts and more in-depth sports discussion, go to fansmanship.com. I've been stuck on down in trouble town. It's a lonely place, it's true. Street lights so bright, they blind my vision. And the people on the streets, they beat me up till I'm black and blue. Front page of the news.